What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Fantasy Fellow Show. Hope you guys are all doing well. March 25th, we got a drafters.com early best ball championship draft. Again, it's March 25th and we're drafting. We're having fun doing it. We will get into a screen share here. The draft's just about to start. I'm drafting from the 11th spot in this one. So we'll hang out for the next 40 minutes or so and see what we can cook up. I have done a handful of these already, so I'm kind of familiar with the lay of the land and the ADP and whatnot. But what we're going to do, we're just going to hang back, make some picks, and see what we can cook up. I do want to – the draft starts in 33 seconds. We'll get to that. But let's go ahead and – I just want to show you guys the team that won last year's Drafters contest. And if you guys are familiar with Drafters, cool. If you're familiar with Underdog, you know, Underdog's half PPR, and they have a playoff structure format. Drafters, full PPR, and it's just season long, weeks 1 through 17. And so we're looking at here is just the winner at the end of all 17 weeks, the total points. So he had Dak Prescott, Jared Goff. Running backs were weird. Ramondre, James Cook, A.J. Dillon, Khalil Herbert, Zeke, Kelly, and Kieran Williams. So obviously Kieran Williams was the breadwinner here, but overall not a – I mean, you know, James Cook and Kieran were scoring at the end, and maybe Zeke, you know, there wasn't a lot of hits at running back. At the receiver position, I mean, CeeDee and Amon-Ra, that was kind of the hot start, you know, at the corner there. Terry McLaurin, Mike Evans was a hot start. He got him at ADP of 62, which is cool because they show the ADP, I think, at the end of the season, the end of the drafting season. Gallup, Adam Thielen, Nico Collins, oh my goodness, Devontae Parker, Mark Andrews, Hayden Hurst, Jake Ferguson. So he hit heavily on tight end with Jake Ferguson down here. He had some big hits with, you know, CeeDee, Amon-Ra, Mike Evans, Nico down here. Running backs, he did hit with Kieran Williams with that last pick. And then, of course, Dak. There was some good values here. Oh, yeah, I think it's showing this year's ADP right now, if I'm not mistaken. So that's just, you know, a quick look at what took this down last year. No rookies is the interesting take here. So I do like taking the rookies. I kind of want to take some. But a 2783 build took it down last year. And I have been logging my best ball entries so far. This is my 52nd entry. So far, I've been getting the heaviest has been the 9th pick and the 5th pick. This is, you know, we're drafting from the 11th here. And I've been drafting a lot of those kind of variations of that 2783 build. So I do like to go 2 quarterbacks. I like to try and get 3 tight ends. And then anywhere from, you know, 5, 6 running backs, sometimes 7. And then 8, 9, sometimes 10 receivers. But here's the board right now. Let me zoom out a little bit, actually. I'll recap it here for the audio listeners. Christian McCaffrey, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, Bijan Robinson, 104, Jamar Chase, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Tyreek Hill, Breece Hall, Jahmyr Gibbs. After I make my turn picks here, I'll open up the Drafters contest and show you guys what the prize pool is for this. If you guys are new to Drafters, I should have a code here for you guys if you want to sign up and get some action. But I'm having fun. I've already done 52 teams, and I do have some promos where you get some free drafts every now and then. But I'm up to pick here. Just missed on Garrett Wilson, who I like taking on this hot corner. You know, top available here, we're looking at Puka, AJ Brown, Nico, and then Kieran Williams is the top running back available. Drake London has seen his he's spiked so much since Kirk Cousins went to the team. But I'm going to grab Puka here, and you can either star him or you can hit draft. We'll grab Puka. I feel pretty good about him being the lead receiver for the Rams this year. I don't think Cooper Kupp's going away, but I do think last year we saw Puka. He had some up and downs throughout the year, but really was hitting his stride at the end of the year and finished his rookie season off tremendously. So I'm cool with Puka as my wide receiver 1. He's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wide receiver 7 off the board. I think I'm cool with that. We know he's going to get some points. So maybe we look into, and typically I don't think you have to stack. I don't think it's that important to stack in a season long contest, more so for your underdog and your DraftKings where playoff formats, you're trying to hit those pockets of teams in weeks 15, 16, 17. So we kind of can go best player available here. I got Puka, AJ Brown, and Nico Collins off the board. I don't love to take Kieran Williams with Puka. I think that's, you know, it's kind of hard putting, you know, my first 2 picks, you know, invested in the Rams. I don't know if I love that. It's so high to take Drake London here, but I'm going to take Drake London. We're going to go wide receiver start. Otherwise, you know, Devontae, Jonathan Taylor, Marvin Harrison. I don't really love the turn options here, but I do want to, I guess I got to log in here. I want to show you guys the contest details for this early contest. It's a $10 entry fee. Lobby, my bad. We'll go to NFL and let's take a look here. Where is it? Did it go away? There we go. So $10 early draft here. 12 teams, full PPR, 20 rounds, and you can do 150 entries if you want. First place is 20K, second place is 10K. It goes all the way to payouts of $20, so double X. If you finish in roughly the top 1,900, total entrance in this, 11,496. So that's kind of the format there. If you're unfamiliar with drafters format, it's one QB, two running back, three wide receiver, one tight end, and one flex. And again, that the big difference between drafters and underdog is the full PPR, kind of like DraftKings there. And then obviously the no playoff format. But I want to pull up that the winning team from last year one more time. And I only did a few of these entries last year. I think I did okay with it, but let's look at that winning team from last year and just look at the stacks that that happened here. Actually, my bad. Let me go back. History. It was $5 last year, the early team. And the overall standings here. Tut McGirt with the win last year. But let's look at what he did in his draft. So Dak Prescott, he obviously had CeeDee Lamb and Jake Ferguson. So he had a really nice, attractive triple stack there. Jared Goff stacked with Amon-Ra St. Brown. No other Lions on his team. So it was just a one-for-one stack. Otherwise, you know, you hit on Dak, you hit on Lamb, you hit on Ferguson, you hit on Goff, you hit on Amon-Ra St. Brown. Those guys were enough to do the job here. And I just look how like kind of weak. I mean, he had the running back capital here of Ramondre Stevenson, 35th overall, a third round running back. James Cook was a hit. 86th overall. A.J. Dillon was a bust. Khalil Herbert had some moments. Ezekiel Elliott had some moments. Joshua Kelly, maybe not too many moments, but he probably started two or three weeks for him. And then Kieran was the big winner. So out of seven swipes at running back, he had one stud, I would say one good player in James Cook. And then he had some contributions, whether it was Ramondre or Herbert or Zeke, you know, those guys did pitch in a little bit. Receiver, he did really well. CeeDee Lamb and Amon-Ra at the turn from the 11th spot. You got Terry McLaurin, who was fine as, you know, your wide receiver three or your flex. Mike Evans obviously was a pretty huge hit here. 62nd overall, he performed as like a, you know, elite wide receiver one. Nothing from Gallup. You know, Thielen chipped in heavily in September and a little bit in October. And then Nico Collins was a big hit. So receivers really ran this team up. And then, you know, Mark Andrews started the season off hot. Nothing out of Hayden Hurst. Jake Ferguson was the big hit. And what I like about tight end here is he kind of did an early tight end, you know, fourth round, 38th overall. He did kind of a, you know, a sleeper tight end in Hayden Hurst. And then he did a last round tight end in Jake Ferguson. So I think that's a good approach. Receivers were sprinkled heavily early. And then he cooled off, actually. He only had four receivers going into what looks like the 13th or 14th round. Running backs, you know, here and there. So interesting build here for what actually took it down. And then just, yeah, the fact that there was no rookies is pretty crazy. But after I take Drake London, you see Davante Adams, Saquon Barkley, Kieran Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr., Jonathan Taylor, Devon Achan, Olave, Ayuk, Stephon Diggs, and Mike Evans, end of round two. Beginning of round three, you see Rashi Rice, the first QB off the boards, Josh Allen, Derrick Henry at 27, Jalen Waddle, Josh Jacobs. And I think we're going to see Derrick Henry and Josh Jacobs continue to move up closer to the 2-3 turn. There goes Pittman, DJ Moore, Sam Laporta, Malik Nabers, rookie off the board. And then DK Metcalf. And I'm on the board now. As we look here, to me, I mean, I love Tank Dell. I love Deebo Samuel. Don't know what this 12 team's going to do. I'd love to get both of these guys here. So I'm going to take the highest guy here. Tank Dell, his ADP is 26.8. We're getting him here at 35. I get exposure to Houston. I can maybe look at CJ Stroud a little bit later, and we'll see how it goes. I'm not sure what AJ Brown, Nico Collins team will do. Yeah, we'll see. And I don't really like the running backs here. You know, Travis Etienne, 43.9. I could just lock him in and say he's going to be my starting running back every week. But I do Again, this is my 52nd draft. I do think there's a pocket for running backs as you get, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th round. It looks really good here. So we miss on Debo. Travis Kelce off the board here. I do like Trey McBride. But I don't know if I want to grab a tight end this early. I could just lean into the Ram stack here and get Cooper Kupp to pair with Puka Nacua. And, you know, I that's probably what I'm going to do here. I haven't been able to do it too often, but that Rams offense, man, at the end of last year was looking really, really good. They also invested in the offensive line. I think they could be a really sneaky unit this year. And Matthew Stafford, I know he's getting up there in age, but, you know, he was performing at a high clip early last or at the end of last year. So Puka, London, Tank Dell, Cooper Kupp, all four of these guys are starting for us. You get the three wide receivers and the one flex spot here. So we're building a little bit of a Rams build. But I do want to we'll let the picks go here. I want to do some housekeeping here. I've been so busy at thefantasyfellowship.com. I'm trying to get you guys a 2024 prospect guide, what's available on thefantasyfellowship.com right now. I'm going to be putting out dynasty rankings, an update on April 1st. That's going to be, you know, I'll do the full upload to Patreon. So if you guys are new to the channel, definitely check out the Patreon. I just uploaded a little bit of the prospect handbook today, but there'll be a link in the description. It's $8 a month. I uploaded my next gen stats data study here, looking at some things and just going over the 2024 class. And then I compare it to the past four classes as well here. So I'm new to Patreon. I'm going to continue to post and do some things in here. But the first of every month, you guys are going to get a Dynasty rankings update from me, Dynasty and Rookie ranking update, as well as a Best Ball rankings update. And I think I might actually do a Best Ball rankings update, you know, maybe two or three times a month whenever I see, you know, it needs to be updated. I'll continue to do that there and continue to share all my rankings and new content there. And that's where all my projections and things are going to be when I get them done here. So I'm just focused on this 2024 draft guide. We're getting that rolling, but there's a ton of stuff to look at here. If you guys want to check out the ADP on Underdog and Drafters, see what the early drafts are doing. You guys can check out the RAS stuff. You guys can check out, and I did kind of a snippet of the advanced data that you guys can get in the prospect guide. So there's a ton of information in the guide. I'll give you guys rankings. I'll give you guys all the advanced data that you guys can handle, and it'll be fun. So continue to use the fantasyfellowship.com. And man, we're so close to the NFL draft. So I'm excited about that. But we'll do a little bit of a recap here. After I take Cooper Kupp, you see Lamar Jackson, Devonta Smith, Zay Flowers, Keenan Allen, Trey McBride, T. Higgins, Kyle Pitts, and Jalen Hurts off the board here. So I do want to continue to put out more best ball content going forward. Again, you can get my best ball rankings. I'm going to put out my first rankings April 1st. And that's, you know, you have the month of April to continue hitting these early best ball championships, whether it's on Underdog or Drafters. I'll probably do one of each. I'll do a half PPR and the Drafters full PPR ranking update for you guys. But that's where that's going to be. And then I think going forward, I might be doing some private live streams on Patreon where you guys can check out and see what I'm doing. I'll probably also share my exposures on the Patreon. So if you guys want to see what that's about, go ahead and do so. And then, what was the my referral link with Drafters? Let me so the refer friend here. I get $10 bonus cash. You guys get a 50% deposit match up to $100. So if you put $200 in, you'll get the full $100, you know, minimum $20 deposit. I have had a lot of people enter with my code here. So go ahead. I'll put that link probably in the comments if you guys want to sign up using Drafters. They also have some pick'ems. You know, you guys can do the props and the pick'ems. They also have MLB, NBA, NHL, PGA. They have all that good stuff here. And they are offering some promos right now. More drafts you do, you get some free tickets. So check out drafters.com, guys. But anyways, let's get back to the draft. End of round four, you see Jalen Hurts off the board at 46. Look at Kyle Pitts sneaking into the fourth round at 45. ETN falls to 47. Mahomes, 48. He gets the nice Rashee Rice, Patrick Mahomes stack. And he gets Romo Odunze, too. Look at where George Pickens goes, 50th overall. Amari Cooper, Jaden Reed, Christian Kirk, Terry McLaurin. Receivers continue to get hammered here, and I'm pretty happy with our four wide receiver start. I feel like we have a really good group here. I wouldn't mind another one or two receivers in the top 100 to give us some chances to just lock that position in, and then we'll take our shots at tight end and quarterback and running back throughout the way here. But we're getting to the point where I'm going to like the running backs. And it's probably pretty soon, honestly. I mean, you can see James Cook is falling here. His ADP is 55. I wouldn't mind him. I would take Mark Andrews here, but I'm assuming Lamar Jackson team's going to – yeah, he jumped all over that. So good job there. but, hey, Isaiah Pacheco, James Cook, Joe Mixon. The receivers in this range, I mean, Calvin Ridley, Brian Thomas, who I like a lot. But at end of the fifth seems a little rich. Jordan Addison, Godwin, Deontay. You know, I don't really feel amazing about those guys here. Dalton Kincaid, Evan Ingram. You know, I like these guys at tight end, but I'm going to go ahead and just lock in James Cook. I know he's not like a true RB1, but he's going to score most weeks for me with this team here, and we'll see what the 12 team does here. Otherwise, I mean, I do like Pacheco. I like Joe Mixon a lot. We do have Tank Dell. We could kind of build out this weird little Houston thing and make sure we're locked into Houston points. I don't know where CJ Stroud would fall to us. His ADP 70. I don't think he would make it back to us at 83, but if he did, that would be cool. And then, yeah, tight end. You know, I'm a sucker for Jake Ferguson. I think his ADP is pretty solid. I have been clicking on Dallas Goedert. I do like, you know, making a weird tight end room of, you know, Freiermuth, Michael Mayer, guys like that. I don't know. Kincaid yet. I haven't started my 2024 projections. I wait to do that until after the NFL draft. So when May 1st, I'll probably have my first update for that. But anyways, we're on the board here. Calvin Ridley, Brian Thomas, Joe Mixon. I think there's a little bit of a drop off here from Mixon. I mean, I like Kenneth Walker, but doesn't catch passes. All these guys have their kind of holes. I'm just going to take Joe Mixon here. They paid him well to be there. We get him at ADP and we're locked in with James Cook, Joe Mixon as our top two running backs. And hey, now, you know, we have like the core of our starting roster set pretty well. I would imagine as long as they're healthy, James Cook and Joe Mixon, they're going to be scoring as our top two running backs probably 80% of the time. And those receivers, Puka, London, Tank Dell, Cooper Kupp, we just need to get some guys that can compete with them for the flex positions. But I feel confident that those top four guys are probably going to be scoring in our top three receivers 80% of the time. So, you know, bearing injury and whatnot. But I like what we got going on here. And yeah, now we just need to find some values at quarterback, tight end. I've been a bit like, I really like, you know, waiting for my running backs and quarterbacks and tight ends kind of in this sweet spot of round 7 to about 12. Quarterbacks still not off the board. CJ Stroud, Kyler Murray, Joe Burrow. Jordan Love's a good value here. I think Dak Prescott can run it back. Brock Purdy's a really nice value at pick 100. Caleb Williams is the first rookie quarterback off the board at 117. Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, which we could maybe, you know, steal Cousins and put him on the London team here. We did get Drake London round 2. Justin Herbert, I'm not really feeling him this year. It just feels like they're going to be running the ball and not winning a lot of games. Trevor Lawrence is a pretty good value. And I don't know why Jaden Daniels is falling so much. I mean, I think he's locked into a top four draft pick this year. He's going to run the ball a lot. You know, I think there's concern that if he is a New England Patriot, but his upside with his legs kind of negates that all. So he's kind of a sneaky value here. And then there is Matthew Stafford, who I would like to get with the Puka Cooper Kupp. So we can wait for Stafford even as our QB1, honestly, because we could, you know, we could finish the draft with Stafford, maybe Baker, maybe Drake May. You know, there's a lot of options for us down here at quarterback. And look where Justin Fields is going, you know, 175. I mean, I think I'm not a big Derek Carr guy this year, but I think Geno Smith is okay value. I think Bryce Young at 203 is one of the best values as QB2. I think you're going to see the Panthers look a lot better this year than they did last year, and specifically Bryce Young. But that's enough QB talk. Let's recap here. After I took Joe Mixon at 62, Aaron Jones goes 63rd. Calvin Ridley at 64. And before Calvin Ridley signed with Tennessee, he was being drafted at this, like, this group of like Odunze, Pickens, Cooper, Jaden Reed, kind of in that hot spot up there. He fell about a full round, round and a half. Jordan Addison was also being drafted a little earlier before Kirk Cousins left. So he's falling a little bit. There's Hopkins, Evan Ingram at 68, Ken Walker, who I like Kenneth Walker. In this season-long format, because I think he can end up as, you know, a top 12, top 15 running back. Najee Harris, Deontay Johnson, who I'm probably gonna end up projecting him to flirt with a ton of targets and receptions this year. I think he's gonna be the guy that helps Bryce Young get, you know, take a step forward this year in year 2. James Conner, 72. You got David Njoku, And I'm not quite sure how I feel about the Browns offense this year. I'm not expecting Nick Chubb to be ready week one, probably the PUP list. So you're looking at Jerome Ford being the starting running back. Hopefully Deshaun Watson will be okay this year, but man, he did not look great in the moments we saw him last year. Honestly, with Joe Flacco, I thought Amari Cooper, Elijah Moore, and David Njoku, they all looked really good. But I think it might be a slight fantasy downgrade to Deshaun Watson. But there goes Brian Thomas Jr., who when we were up to pick, he was like at the top of the board. So as the, I think the third receiver, the third rookie receiver off the board at 74, that feels a little bit better. Seventh round, Brian Thomas, I think that makes sense. He's probably looking at, and hey, one thing that I like to look at when I'm drafting these early drafts, you know, I'm looking for draft capital. And if you go, this is Mock Draft Database, you know, we're penciling in Brian Thomas Jr. as a mid to late first round pick. So he might be a guy that, depending on landing spot, his value might move up the boards, you know, if he lands in a really fun offense. But we're almost up to pick. You can, whoa, Zamir White, pick 78. You used to get him in the hundreds a week or so ago. Alvin Kamara, CJ Stroud, George Kittle, and we're almost up to pick. I'm looking at some interesting names here. Christian Watson, Brock Bowers, David Montgomery, Jackson Smith and Ajigba, Ramondre, Adonai Mitchell, Jordan Love, Jake Ferguson. So Adonai Mitchell, 82. So I would love to get I'm open to getting Brock Bowers. I think he could be a really exciting rookie. He's one of the better rookie tight end prospects to come out in a while. He's a lock for a first-round pick, maybe a top 10, top 15 kind of guy. And because this guy's got Travis Kelce here, I don't think he's going to take Brock Bowers. I would be surprised if he did. And honestly, guys, it's best ball. I'm going to take Christian Watson here and see what happens. I think he is the type of guy that can put up huge wide receiver 1 weeks. And he did not stay healthy last year, but he had this nice little run when he did come back. Weeks 10 or weeks 11, 12, and 13. These are the numbers that you want in best ball. These 20s, 5 for 94 and a touchdown, 7 for 71 and 2 for 21 and a touchdown. I think that it's pretty. Oh, he did take Brock Bowers. Either way, I think it's pretty remarkable what the Green Bay Packers did last with most of it without Christian Watson. So if I wanted to, I could jump into Jordan Love here and lock him in as my QB. I don't mind David Montgomery as a really strong, solid running back here. Otherwise, I'm not really in on Ramondre this year. I could fall into Jake Ferguson here and get a Dallas tight end. But for me, it's between Montgomery and Jordan Love. I like my outs at quarterback here, so I'm just going to land with David Montgomery. I'm going to collect the safe points. The dude scored 13 rushing touchdowns last year, and I think he missed a game or two. But, you know, really solid production, 1,000 yards last year. You're getting touches with him. I think, you know, the running game in Detroit it's pretty good, and it's the bread and butter of Dan Campbell's offense here. So I could have taken Jordan Love here. I think he was the next player that stuck out to me. There is a little – you could still get Dak and Purdy and stuff, but I think I'm waiting for – that tier of maybe Cousins, Matthew Stafford. I wouldn't mind Jaden Daniels on this team. And then honestly, like, we looked at the winning team from last year, right? And he only had the two QBs. He had Dak and Jared Goff. So he was pretty, you know, steady with just two QBs. Typically when I run it late on QB, I'll go for three, but we'll see what we do. Because QB3, man, I could throw in Bryce, JJ, Gardner. I kind of want to start drafting more Michael Penix. I think he might be a late first round pick this year. There's going to be a team that doesn't get a quarterback in the top five, whether it's Denver, whether it's the Raiders. There's going to be a team that needs a quarterback and will probably make sure they get him, whether it's the end of round one, they, you know, sneak back in at the end of the night, or they move up early round two to secure their guy. So Penix is an interesting one for me. Where's Bo Nix going in all this? Is Bo Nix even being... Where is Nix? Wow, Bo Nix goes undrafted in this. So that to me seems like if you do a three QB build, I think that's pretty interesting. And I need to do more of the data because I looked last year And the Drafters Million Tournament, which was their big contest, I think it was like a $20 entry. But the average roster construction last year in that contest was 2.3 QBs, 6.2 running backs, 8.5 receivers, and 3 tight ends. This was the top 10 teams in the Drafters Million last year. So I kind of shoot for that 6-3, 9-3 build. And then, you know, based on what I'm doing in the draft, I'll shift my numbers if I need to. But I do want to pull up that history from last year and just kind of see what we're looking at. And I didn't do a lot of these last year. I wish I did more. But this year I'm feeling pretty fun about it. So let's look at Jay Gert 21. He came in second last season with this team. 3 QB build, Fields, Love, and Howell. His tight ends were Freiermuth, Cole Kmet, and Ferguson. So hitting on a late tight end looks like a pretty good move here. And again, you can get by with 3 QBs. Let's look at the draft value. So, I mean, obviously he took Fields at a good level here. Again, the 11th spot here. So we're drafting from 11 tonight. He did only take 5 running backs, Gibbs, White, Pacheco, Mostert, and Singletary. He hit pretty much on all 5 of those. And again, late tight ends, man. He didn't grab a tight end till the 110th pick. Cole Kmet, Ferguson, that's a pretty good look there. He took Devontae at 11 and came back with St. Brown, DJ Moore. Pickens didn't really hit. Zay Flowers did hit. Romeo Dobbs had his moments. Rashid Shaheed. So not a great receiver room by any means. I mean, he hit on Amon-Ra and DJ and Zay. But the meat of this team was the running back value. You know, hitting on Jordan Love covered a lot of things. And Sam Howell actually played pretty well, too. But we're up to pick here. I'll recap everything going before this pick. But we're looking at Zach Moss being the best running back available here. Ladd McConkey, an interesting round 2 wide receiver. His current draft capital right now is about pick 35. I'm open to that for sure. That gives me a minute to let breathe here. This guy's going to take Zach Moss, and I think I'm okay with giving him. We'll take Ladd McConkey here to be our wide receiver 6. You got to have a fun rookie. Otherwise, tight end seems a little cashed. Cole Kmet, ADP 129. TJ Hawk, not sure when he's going to play. Luke Musgrave, I think we're looking at a late tight end build in this one. Quarterback's available. I don't know if I want to pull the trigger on Caleb. I think we're looking maybe – I could maybe jump the gun here on Kirk Cousins and just lock in that QB and then look for Stafford on the comeback. Otherwise, running backs here, Moss, B-Rob. I kind of like the volume of Singletary. If they do come away with a better quarterback, I think that could be interesting here. I do like Trey Benson, who I think is going to be the RB1 drafted in a month from now. He is, mock draft database is putting him at 60, which is a late second round pick. I know the Cowboys are looking for a starting running back. It could be Trey Benson. It could be Jonathan Brooks. Those names excite me quite a bit. But we have James Cook, Joe Mixon, and David Montgomery. It might be really hard for a running back here to pop into that lineup. I do feel pretty good about our wide receivers. I don't know if we need to push the issue here. Not taking a tight end. So I think it's between, you know, do I want to jump? Maybe see if Kirk Cousins falls to us. Otherwise, I'm gonna lock in Devin Singletary, who's got basically no competition for his touches. He proved to be pretty useful last year in that offense in Houston. And honestly, I'm kind of excited about Singletary going back to his offensive coordinator from Buffalo. The first 4 years of his career, he averaged, full PPR here. He averaged 12, 9, 11, 11 points per game in those 4 seasons when he was with his now head coach, Brian Daboll. And only 9.6 points per game last year, but he wasn't a full-time starter. He really took over the job, looks like, in week 10. And from week 10 on, he was a strong RB2, fringe RB1. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to get all of this, but hey, you know, he only scored 4 touchdowns, 5 touchdowns in this stretch last year. That might be how much he scores on the season. But if I can get, you know, 80% of this production from last year and get it all season long, I think that's a really nice pick at this point of the draft. And you can see here what I was talking about earlier. Look at the lack of yellow here. All these teams are taking running back now. And I think we timed it pretty well here. We were able to build out James Cook, Joe Mixon, Montgomery, and Singletary. That's a really nice group of 4 running backs. We maybe only need 1 or 2 more guys to maybe pitch in there as sleepers. And our receiver room is looking pretty solid as well. But yeah, you can tell everybody up top, it's all yellow. All yellow. I did kind of hit. I think I hit the window here where receiver starts to fall off pretty hard. I mean, I'm okay with Godwin, but Ridley, Addison, Hopkins, I like Deontay. But a lot of these guys, boom-bust players. Christian Watson, definitely boom-bust player. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But I like this window that we hit for running backs. And we did miss on Kirk Cousins. That's okay. We'll have to make sure we secure Matthew Stafford and some of those other sleeper QBs that we were talking about. But after I take Singletary, you see Brian Robinson go, Tajay Spears, Chuba Hubbard. Kind of nervous about Carolina drafting another running back to compete with Hubbard. They still have Sanders on the staff too, but it would make sense to maybe bring in another guy. I have not been clicking Tajay Spears, and I'm 52 drafts in, and just this last week or so, I've been drafting Tajay Spears because, you know, before Tony Pollard went there, he was a sixth round pick, and now I'm starting to buy those shares up a little bit at a discount. Running QBs here, Caleb Goff, Chase Brown, who I don't mind, Kirk Cousins, there goes Nick Chubb, Shakir, Gus Edwards at 120, Cole Kmet, Curtis Samuel, he keeps moving, he's rocketing up boards, TJ Hawk, Tua, Trevor, Lockett, Downs. You're looking at the top QBs available here. I might have to just hop on these two. I like Daniels. I like Stafford. This team here does not have a QB here. So I'm probably going to want to make sure I get Stafford and let him decide what happens next. Tight ends. We're getting to the point where I like the tight ends here. I've been clicking. I really like Michael Mayer here. I think he could be a nice value this year. Jonathan Brooks is starting to fall a little bit here. He could be that extra rookie that I was talking about. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna go fishing here. I think we'll take Jonathan Brooks here and then be done at running back for a while. We can hammer, you know, QB and tight ends throughout the rest of the draft here. But I want to see what this guy does. I don't think he's going to take Stafford. He might. And there he goes. He takes Charbonnet. And then maybe Jaden Daniels he'll take. Otherwise, I mean, there's some interesting. Now we're getting to the point where rookies are kind of fun to take because they're unknown upside. They get the draft capital and all of a sudden you're cooking. I don't like Keon Coleman very much, but he could be a fringe first round pick. I really like Jalen Wright, who is kind of the consensus RB4, RB3 right now. You can see he's got an 83rd overall ADP, and he takes Jaden Daniels. So we ended up fishing here. We got Jonathan Brooks, who I think might be ready to start the year, and as he gets on stronger, he could be looking really fun. And, man, if Dallas takes him with their first pick or their second pick, that's going to be exciting. But, hey, we get Matthew Stafford. We complete the Ram stack. So we're looking pretty solid here. Stafford at QB1. James Cook, Joe Mixon, David Montgomery, Devin Singletary, Jonathan Brooks. I really like that running back field. Honestly, I don't know if we need many more running backs. We can maybe take one if they fall and it looks good. Otherwise, receiver room, Puka, London, Dell, Kupp, Watson, McConkey. That's going to be the core of our wide receiver room all season. And now we could probably just look at some more rookies. Maybe there's some veterans that fall. I don't know if I want to tack on any more Rams receivers. We're already kind of built out with that stack, but definitely going to be looking for the tight end game here. As I pull up tight ends, we did miss on Pat Freiermuth, went right after we picked. I really like Michael Mayer. If he comes back to us, you know, it's Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. We'll see what happens. I thought Mayer would have did more last year, but he really didn't get a chance to. I think Austin Hooper was there still too, stealing some routes, but I expect a second year increase in participation from Michael Mayer all around. He did have one, two, three games, double digits, an 8.6. There's a little bit to build off of here. I don't think it was a terrible rookie. It was a pretty bad fantasy rookie season, but I think there's some meat on the bone here for the next one. Otherwise, man, you know, it's going to be ugly. We're going to be making a ragtag group at the tight end position. And you know what? I'm okay with that. Tight ends seem to have windows, you know, whether they're hot for 3-4 weeks. So this might be a three tight. This is definitely a three tight end build, maybe even a fourth. If we go light on running back here, we might need four tight ends to cover our butts. But after I take Stafford, you see Pat Freiermuth, Quentin Johnston, Brandon Cooks. I really like Jerome Ford. Again, you're getting maybe the starting running back for Cleveland all year. I don't know. Luke Musgrave, Keon Coleman. I like Darnell Mooney with Atlanta. Deshaun Watson at 142 actually seems like looking at Deshaun Watson's fantasy numbers last year, 20, 11, 21. He got hurt that game. Comes back 18, 16. That I as much as I don't like Deshaun Watson and I'm nervous about his actual play on field, for fantasy, he might actually be okay just because he still has that rushing upside. I do love the Jalen Wright pick. He's one of my most drafted guys. And I think, again, April 1st, I'm going to be uploading a lot of stuff to the Patreon. That's probably when I'm going to do my first best ball exposure kind of reveal here. Blake Corum, end of round 12. Jahan Dotson, I'm open to Jahan Dotson being good, especially if Drake May is there. We missed on Michael Mayer, Hunter Henry, and Michael Wilson off the board. So we're going to need some help at the tight end position. We're going to have to take a handful of guys here, but I'm not going to force the tight end position now. It's already pretty thinned out. I think Chigo Conquo can be a guy for us. Didn't play great last year, but, you know, worst case scenario, if he's one of our leading scorers at tight end, I think that's fine. Last year, he did have 18, a 9, a 9, a 8, struggled a little bit here. So he might be a part of a committee guy for us. I think Noah Fant, you know, they got rid of Will Disley and Kobe Parkinson. So I'm hoping more participation there for him. I think Jatavion Sanders, the tight end, rookie tight end 2, is interesting. Zach Ertz, Tucker Kraft, there's a lot of tight ends late. But we're up to pick here. I could cover my butt a little bit with Christian Watson and grab Dontavian Wicks here. I think that is an interesting one. I really like the rookie receiver Roman Wilson, though. Jaleel McLaughlin, we don't need running back. I like Kendre Miller quite a bit, Ricky Pearsall. I could grab Baker Mayfield and throw him on this team, but I'm going to grab Dontavian Wicks here. And one, I think he is, in a way, he's Christian Watson insurance for us, but Wicks is going to be on the roster, on the depth chart. He's the clear wide receiver 4. But, you know, if anything happens to Jaden Reed or Romeo Doubs, then we're getting Watson and Dontavian Wicks field in 3 wide receiver sets. So that's where that gets a little fun. And we're back up to pick here. I mean, you got Roman Wilson, Ricky Pearsall, 2 really good rookie wide receivers right there. I don't love the tight end. I'm not going to reach for Kate Otten here. Quarterback, I think I'm okay with letting this run. I don't mind Baker Mayfield here, but we're going to draft Kendre Miller and just call it a day. We're done at running back. James Cook, Joe Mixon, Montgomery, Singletary, Jonathan Brooks, and Kendre Miller. Miller kind of had a lost rookie season last year, and I didn't realize how young he was. He was only, I don't even think he was 21 years old last year for parts of the year. So extremely young. I think all the signs point to Alvin Kamara not being on the team at the end, or not being on the team the start of next season. Maybe they see what Kendre Miller can do. I think it's very clear that Jamal Williams is just not it. He can't really hang. So, you know, we got 6 really strong running backs. We're going to look to continue to fill out our tight end room yet. That's the main focus the rest of the way. So we're looking for sleeper tight ends, and then we're looking for maybe another 1 or 2 receivers. And man, if Matthew Stafford stays healthy, I think he might be the best value. You look at these numbers to end the year from weeks 14 through 19, the first round of the playoffs, 23, 18, 20, 12, 22. You know, I'm pretty happy with that. The start of the year was a little bit low, you know, 14, 13, 11, 16, 16, 13, 14, 11. He got hurt, missed a few games, comes back. Not a great game his first game back, but from week 12 on, this is a QB1. You know, a lot of 20s and 22s, that's what I'm looking for here. If he can, you know, again, they kind of unlock something. When Kupp got healthy, the offense got unlocked a little bit, and that's kind of where we're going. So we'll see what happens. But I think the Rams offense, man, might pick up where they left off last year and just be a really nice passing unit. After I take Kendre Miller, we're in the backup running back territory for sure. But Tyler Allgeier, Jaleel McLaughlin, Adam Thielen has a little bit of value here. Kate Otten, Elijah Mitchell. I like the Marshawn Lloyd pick. I'd rather take Marshawn Lloyd than any of these running backs that were taken here after I took Kendre. I don't really like Ty Chandler either. But Marshawn Lloyd should be probably closer to Blake Corum and Jalen Wright. I think there's a legit chance that Marshawn Lloyd's probably the 3rd or 4th running back taken in this draft class. He's just a really sturdy, kind of do-it-all kind of guy. Jonnu Smith, Wandale Robinson, Will Levis. So QBs are coming off the board. I like the Will Levis one. Now, didn't amaze us last year. He did have some moments, 12, 11, 16, 14. But think about this team last year, you know, led by Mike Vrabel, offensive coordinator, I think was Todd Downing, a tight ends coach, if I can't remember correctly. But they're doing everything they can to give Levis the opportunity to succeed this year, giving Calvin Ridley a lot of money. DeAndre Hopkins is still there. I think they're going to move Treylon Burks into the big slot role. You do have Chig Okonkwo. You also have a really nice duo of running backs with Tony Pollard and Tajay Spears. It might not be fun for fantasy with that backfield, but it's a really talented pass-catching backfield. I think Will Levis, you know, these are going to be his floor rookie year numbers, but I think you could see a nice step forward from Will Levis. And, man, if he can show them something, maybe he is the guy. That might be one of my favorite values at QB if you want to take a shot somewhere late. But, hey, we're looking at maybe Aaron Rodgers as our QB too. You know, but I wouldn't mind Justin Fields, so I think we're going to see him play at some point this year. You know, they got 1 year left on his deal. We're going to see Jay Fields play at some point. I feel pretty confident about that, but I don't mind waiting here. You know, we can still get Bryce Young, Gardner Minshew as our end game, maybe Michael Penix. Kind of want to play it and see what it looks like here till empty. And after doing 52 of these, you know, I'm just trying to do different things each lineup. But top players on the board as we're almost up to pick, there's Braylon, Roshan, who I like. I drafted a lot of Malachi Corley, but I'm trying to cool off on him now. I honestly don't hate, you know, just collecting Isaiah Likely in case Mark Andrews misses time again. We've seen him thrust into a really nice fantasy role from weeks 12 to 20. He was a startable tight end. So even if I just get a few weeks of his run, I think he's a valuable piece. Tight end committee, and he is one of the top players available. I'm getting him a few picks after ADP. I don't view him as my tight end one, but I don't hate the value here. Now, Lehrman, he's got Bowers and Kelsey here, so I'm not going to take the tight end. I think I'm going to collect Justin Fields as my QB2 because he's going to play at some point, and this guy needed a QB, so we'll take the QB here. And I don't know if he had any Steelers on his team, but you always got to be aware of what your neighbors are doing in these drafts. So we'll grab Fields here and we'll be able to get, I think we can get Isaiah Likely on the comeback. I'm actually surprised this guy, he drafted Mark Andrews. Maybe it would have been nice to pair Isaiah Likely with him to keep those tight end points strong all year long, but it is what it is. And there, see, he went with Geno Smith. So I knew he was looking for Fields there. And hey, we got Stafford and Fields, man. We'll have Stafford start the year. Who knows? Maybe Justin Fields is just better than Russell Wilson in training camp, and he beats him for the starting job. Like, they're paying, and we'll look at the contracts here in a little bit. We're going to collect Isaiah Likely here to be just a guy in our tight end room. You know, I could have looked at wide receiver here, but I think I'm comfortable waiting and seeing what comes back. We needed to lock in at least a guy that could be useful for us. But let's go look at the Steelers spot track here. There you go. Let's see how much they're paying Mr. Fields this season. So they're paying Fields $3.2 million this year. And, I mean, you got to go down here to find Russell Wilson, $1.2 million. So they're paying Fields three times as much money. And he does have a fifth-year option to pick up. I can guarantee we're going to see enough of Justin Fields for the Steelers to be able to make a fifth-year option decision. So I think he might be one of the best fantasy values at the QB position. I like waiting for QB late. Fields is one of those guys for me. So I'm trying to get as many Fields shares as I can right now at these prices. Because, hey, you know, as we get closer to the summer, for $1.2 million, they can say, sorry, Russ, like, you know, you're either cut or, you know, we're trading you or, you know, you're the backup. You know, I think they want to see what Fields can do. So after I take Likely, Herbert Guarendo, which if you don't know Isaac Guarendo, he scored a 9.99 on the RAS scale, super athletic. His issue was he was behind Braylon Allen at Wisconsin, so he finally transferred out to Louisville his final year, and he's a really nice-looking running back. You got Rondale Moore, Tyler Conklin. which I'm open. Like, you see the Rodgers Conklin stack. Now, I think the Jets are a sneaky. Like, if Brock Bowers is there at 10, I think that could be really fun. So I'm a little bit nervous about drafting Conklin. I don't think he's a talented tight. Like, I think he's fine. I would have liked to get Okonkwo on the team, but I still got a few of my tight end sleepers here. I don't get it, but, like, Tucker Kraft's a really good backup tight end. Kind of interested in Mike Gesicki on this Bengals team here, man, if they just put him in the big slot. And I mean, he could put up Tyler Boyd numbers in this offense, you know, whether it's 600 or 700 yards and 3 or 4 touchdowns. I think that's kind of a sneaky one. I do like Audric Estime at these prices. I think Will Shipley's also another interesting guy. He had a nice RAS profile. So you're looking at some of these rookies here, guys like Malik Washington, Bucky Irving. Other rookies include Jermaine Burton, Jatavion Sanders, Javon Baker. This is a nice spot to grab some rookies because you just don't know where these guys are going to go. If we look at the receivers here, I mean, they're saying Jalen Polk, 63rd, Malachi Corley, 67, Devontae Walker, 71, McMillan, 81, Jermaine Burton. Like, they're giving these guys third-round draft capital. One of these guys is going to hit in a really good landing spot. He's going to be a productive receiver. So I like taking my pulls on this group here. Javon Baker's down here. The running backs, I mean, they got Bucky Irving in the fourth round. They have Marshawn Lloyd a little bit low here, I think, in the fourth round. Estime, fourth round. Will Shipley down here. Ray Davis. After that, it gets a little weird. They don't have my man Tyrone Tracy. Where is Tyrone? They don't have Tyrone Tracy on here. Otherwise, I'd be drafting him. But anyways, almost up to pick after Estime, Hyatt, A.T. Perry. We missed on Jatavion Sanders, Gus Wilson, Malik Washington. And we might get our Bryce. We might get Bryce Young here at 203. That happens to me. Every time I say a name, he usually goes. It's just the way it is. But hey, Stafford, Fields, that might be enough to get it done. If a team really likes J.J. McCarthy, we might see him play. Maybe not right away, but definitely at some point in the season. Otherwise, I think I'm okay with maybe waiting for one of these rookie quarterbacks like Penix and going down here. The best case scenario is Stafford stays healthy all year. We get Justin Fields mixed into this. So I do want to look around and see what else is sticking out here. I could take a wide receiver here. I could force a little tight end action. I do like Noah Fant there. I think I'm going to go wide receiver here, though. Noah Brown as the kind of wide receiver 3 for the Houston Texans. We already got Tank Dell here. So I'll kind of just dip into that a little bit and see if we can build out a mini Houston thing. And Noah Brown had some nice moments last year. He didn't stay healthy, but he had that one massive game, 22 points, 24 points, 27 points. When he stays healthy, he can be an interesting piece, that Houston offense. I really hope they don't draft a wide receiver early. That could really put things, you know, on ice for Noah Brown. But as of today, he is their number 3 receiver. So we'll take a look at a Houston guy there. And then Bucky Irving off the board and DeMarcus Robinson, who I wasn't looking at. He played well at the end of last year. I think the Rams are a team that might be looking at drafting a wide receiver decently with some decent draft capital. So I'm going to collect Noah Fant here as my tight end too. And by no means, like, we've been waiting forever for Noah Fant to break out. We've been waiting forever. But we got a new offense. We got a new offensive coordinator, got a new head coach, and they brought him back. Like a new regime, they didn't have to bring him back. I think they can use Noah Fant. They let Will Disley go. They let Colby Parkinson go. And now NFL snap counts. Let's go to that. I like the Football Guys team summary here. We can click on Seattle. And let's look at this. And, you know, like if Geno – this is what I like, too, about investing in Seattle receivers. If Geno Smith gets hurt or he gets benched – go to Sam Howell, which can keep some guys fantasy relevant. So there is a nice little back door there. But look at the snaps here. They gave Noah Fant 574 last year, but 498 to Colby Parkinson, 381 to Will Disley, those guys are gone. We might see, you know, and he kind of topped out at about 60% for snaps. If we get him into the 70 to 80s, you know, that's where Noah Fant can dip into like the fringe tight end one numbers. And you know what? He's like, he's not too far removed from being a decent fantasy tight end. Like, he had some moments in Denver to start his career. You can see down here, he was averaging, he had a really low year last year, but, you know, his second year in Denver, 673 yards, 3 touchdowns, 62 catches. You know, if I can bottle one of these this late at my 90 targets, if I can buy 90 targets this late from Noah Fant, I think that would be great. Again, I haven't really looked at the targets, but to me, the worst case, it's like the 7.2 points per game, and maybe his rookie year, the 7.1 points per game. So I don't mind getting Noah Fant this late here to pair with Isaiah Likely, and we do need. I would like, we're looking at a right now, 6 running backs, we're good to go. We have 8 receivers, Puka, London, Dell, Cup, Watson, McConkey, Wicks, and Noah Brown. We kind of, you know, paired our wide receivers there. We have 2 Rams, 2 Texans, and it looks like 2 Packers. And who knows where McConkey falls, but that could be nice. And then Likely and Noah Fant at the tight end spot. So we need one more for sure. I could maybe take Colby Parkinson here, who they're like, the Rams are actually paying him to be their tight end one. If we go look at salary here, and let's take a look here. So Colby Parkinson right here, man, he's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. He's their 12th highest paid player on payroll this year. And maybe I should look at DeMarcus Robinson a little bit closer. He's being paid $4 million this year. I don't think they're going to cut him. But they did pay Colby Parkinson, Tyler Higbee. I don't even know if we're going to see him play this year. Hunter Long is there. Davis Allen is there. But I could, you know, look at Colby Parkinson as a tight end that could be of use for me. He's a really athletic player. He played wide receiver at Stanford, I believe. And again, you know, he was covered up by Noah Fant and Will Disley. He definitely interests me this late. And just being part of the Rams offense, if you could tell me who the starting Rams tight end is week one, if they come out and say, Colby Parkinson, lighten up camp, he's our tight end one, you know, that wouldn't surprise me. But otherwise, you know, Tucker Kraft, as a Packer fan, I'm a little nervous about Luke Musgrave. It seems like there's always going to be something with him nagging him for injuries, whether it's soft tissue or whatever. But Tucker Kraft was very consistent from weeks 14 on last year. And Musgrave did come back at the end of the year, but I thought Kraft showed, you know, for a handful of games that he could be a starting tight end, 10, 15, 10, 10.8, just a really reliable player, a smart player. He's going to be a part of the offense. You know, Green Bay does a lot of 2 tight end stuff, but man, if things break that way, I wouldn't be surprised for Luke, for Tucker Kraft. And he's kind of free right now. I did mention I might want another QB. I'm going to go with another tight end here. I like Colby Parkinson, man. I think I'm going to let him come back to me. Let me look at these QBs. Can we get by with 8 receivers? I think we 3-6-8-3 build. I'm going to go Colby Parkinson, man. Our tight ends are ugly. Likely, Fant, and Parkinson. I just want 8 points a week. You know, I mean, I really could take a 4th tight end here if Kraft were to come back. I honestly don't know if a 3rd QB would score for us. Stafford and Fields. I think it's probably more likely that a 4th tight end is more valuable to this team than a 3rd QB. So I'll see if Kraft comes back around, and we'll end the draft with 4 tight ends. So a 2-6-8-4. Build is what we're looking at here. So I collect Tucker Kraft, and we're just playing windows here at tight end. A 2-6-8-4 build. I just got to get that updated here in my system. And yes, I do. I track every best ball draft that I do. It's disgusting. But a 2-6-8-4 build. I think that's the first one that I've done. And I don't draft 4 tight ends. This is the first. I did one up here. I drafted 4 tight ends, 4 tight ends 3 times before. My 52. So It's not what I always do. I usually stick to that 3-6-8-3 and kind of deviate off that. But there you go. Here's our recap. Matthew Stafford, Justin Fields at QB, James Cook, Joe Mixon, David Montgomery, Devin Singletary, Jonathan Brooks, Kendre Miller at running back. I like that group. And receivers, man. Puka, London, Tank Dell, Cooper Kupp. Maybe some bombs from Christian Watson, you know. Ladd McConkey, Dontavian Wicks, and Noah Brown. And then likely Fant, Parkinson, and Kraft. We'll see what we can do with this ragtag group of tight ends. Just need one of them to hit, pop off for, you know, some games and get a stretch going. But there you have it, guys. Thank you for your time tonight. This was a lot of fun. I'm gonna start doing a lot more of these now that we're just getting into the swing of things. So hopefully you guys learned something. Like the video, comment, subscribe. Let me know what you guys are thinking of the draft or if you have any thoughts along the way. But again, thank you for your time. Check out the Patreon, fantasyfellowship.com. Have a good night, guys. Peace.